Welcome to Mind Mastery and Manifestation, the number one podcast helping you rewire your mind to erase fear, unlock your greatest potential, and get the extraordinary relationships, businesses, and lives you've always wanted. We're your hosts, Dan Mendelo
and Sophie Kessler.
Welcome back to the Mind Mastery and Manifestation podcast. I am so elated to be jamming with all of you today, and I have a really, really special guest that I'll be interviewing and really just jamming out with throughout the rest of this episode. And I actually had the incredible honor of working with her through one of her programs, which was super, super insightful and transformative in my own spiritual and sensual embodiment. And she's somebody that I've admired from afar for a while and definitely come to love more recently. And I know that she's just going to bring so much joy to each of you as you're tuning into the messages that she has to share and everything that we're going to be dropping into on this episode, from pleasure to creation to vulnerability to sex and so much more. So without further ado, I'd love to introduce you to this incredible love, sex, and empowerment coach. You may know her, and if you don't already, you're going to fall in love. Her name is Ashe.
Hi. Hi, everyone. Super excited to be here and to be in the exchange of right now. So I'm excited to see what unfolds.
I love it. So let's just go ahead and drop in. And for anyone in my audience that's not familiar with you already, a little bit of like a backstory of like who you are today in present reality and anything that you want to share that's really allowed you to be where you are now.
Yeah. So I've been so many different kinds of coaches throughout my journey. Like it started from nutrition coach to body love and food coach, because it's like my journey has led me to what I share. And I've been a business mentor, and what it's all like brought me toward and to is what I am embodying now, which is I believe that when we come into our sensual power, we remember ourselves and we can do what we came here to do on the planet, and we can create deeper intimacy and love and passion with those around us. So what got me here, particularly in this embodiment, is I like to say, honestly, just like some really shitty relationships and like really going through all kinds of betrayal and dishonesty and seeing even myself in a quote unquote conscious relationship, seeing how much lack of presence to like true vulnerability and reality that there was. And so a lot of my experience with men and just my sexuality in general has been kind of like always craving and wanting something so deep, but not knowing how to get there and just feeling like disappointed, and most in myself, because I started realizing that it all comes from within, like what I'm actually craving in intimacy all comes from within myself. So as I started going on that journey and uncovering my own sensuality and self-love and empowerment for myself, for just who I am as a lover and who I am as a mentor, using vulnerability and pleasure as a guide, I just came into this place where it's just so my deepest passion to share sexual empowerment and embodiment with the world. Because I know that when we do that, we just really arrive into like these places in ourselves that we know that they're there, right? Like there's like all of these different aspects and archetypes within us that we know we want to express. But like I would say the first kind of stage of where I was in my first prior relationships was like blaming the men or the partners or the world for where I was or my circumstances rather than taking ownership. So I'm all about empowering us to take complete ownership over our desires and boldly walk into them.
Yeah, and I think one of the pieces in just speaking from firsthand experience of going through your programs and just experiencing your world is really the empowerment that truly does come from it, and just comes from, number one, the container that you create with the women that you work with and really allowing them to feel safe enough to actually drop in. And then the other part is like, I don't want to say enlightenment, but the illumination of what we know, but we forget to remember. And you do such a beautiful job of lacing in the knowingness with the actual like embodiment and experience of it, to where now it's not just, oh yeah, contextually I understand that pleasure is important, but I actually feel and can realize and experience how it is so important and how it's such a beautiful part and beautiful practice in my business and in my life.
Absolutely. It's for me, when I was thinking about this the other day, I was in a yoga class and I hadn't done yoga in like a class. I was doing my own practice, but I hadn't been to a class in a couple, like a week or 2 weeks or something like that. And I kind of lost my practice that was really deep. And I just said, like, this is so important, right? Like, this is such an important part of my life. And then I was like comparing it to pleasure and to sex and to self-pleasure and everything under the pleasure category. And I've really come to a place where it's like that part of my life isn't even a question anymore. So whereas something like yoga, I'm like, okay, like that would feel really good in my body and I want to make that step. I've gotten to a place in my pleasureville where it's like eating dinner. It's like eating a meal. It's like just such an inherent part of life. And I want to make that more widely accessible and available, because the way that we grow when we tune in and who we get to be in the world when we tune in to pleasure and really make it an essential ingredient in our awakening and essential ingredient in our just embodiment of who we are is really amazing what can happen there.
Yeah. Yeah. I love this. And I know for a lot of you tuning in and listening, many of you are entrepreneurs and many of you do run the program of the hustle mentality and the get shit done and the go, go, go. And personally, it's a program that I've run in the past. And I know for you as well, it's something that I think we all kind of experience until we realize that it's actually not serving us in our highest self. And it's almost like this process of relearning how to slow down and find pleasure in the present moment and realizing that that pleasure practice, whether that is an actual pleasure practice or whether it's the practice of yoga or anything else that sparks more joy, is what creates more space for us to be more creative and more expansive.
Yeah, I thought it was so perfect that I told you this before. I thought it was so perfect that I took such a juicy 3-hour nap before this podcast, because I woke up and I'm like, oh, this is perfect, right? Because I'm dropped into a more divine feminine place of creativity and creation. And so much of the world and the creations that we have in this world, if you really tune in to the background behind that creativity, oftentimes there is that hustle mentality or that go, 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 or I need to make money, or what's going to be like the highest in return for me, versus allowing ourselves to really rest and relax and receive what we're meant to create from that space. And for me, I learned this so deeply a couple years ago, because I was in that hustle, go, go, go. I had a couple business coaches and they were not checking me on that. But then I hired someone new, a different mentor. And through just 1 month of working with her, I had decided that I was going to go live in the desert alone for a month and just drop into my feminine and drop into receivership. And that was the first time that I really, and I remember there was like 3 days where I was kind of freaking out a little bit. My nervous system was like, I have to do more. I have to create more. I have to be more. So there was like that detox period. And then what had happened was that it was the first time that I really just allowed myself to rest for a week or more. I don't remember how long it took for the download to come in, but I was just working on my self-care. And this is when my breast massage intensive came through, because it was just my practice and it was what I was moving through and working with. And then it hit me and I got the download, and that course that I created has been like just super successful, like over 100 women going through a breast massage intensive. And at that time I was like, who creates a breast massage course? At that time I didn't understand. It was my first sex goddess. The course that you did is like deeper into the sensuality, but the breast massage was the first one. I was like, can I really do this? But it came from my relaxation. And I'm constantly reminding myself of that, because it's really easy to get lost in the hustle mentality. And I think that it's even easy for someone who's been out of it to think that they're out of it forever. But I think that we need to check ourselves often as creators and be like, okay, where is this coming from? Okay, where is this coming from? Is this true? Is this actually my truth? Or is this me just like doing something because I think that I have to? And is that really the kind of productivity and the kind of experience that I want to offer the world? But even deeper, is that who I want to be for myself? Because ultimately, this whole game that we're playing in life is like us coming into more and more intimacy with ourselves. That's why I love sex and I love intimacy and the study of it, because ultimately, I think that we're all just really learning how to love ourselves and embody who we are and like really bring in our soul wisdom and embodiment into these bodies on top of all of the programs and stories that we have received and that we get to let go of.
I love what you're bringing in here because I feel like there tends to be a fear in it. I feel like it almost mirrors the concept of like intuitive eating, where a lot of people are like, well, if I just allow myself to do whatever I want when I feel like, how can I trust myself to actually get things done and be successful or whatever it is? And it's interesting because there's almost like this belief or this program that, well, if I swing all the way to the other side of the pendulum and I'm so in that feminine, how is anything ever going to get done? And I love the picture you painted where it's so much more about this harmonization between these energies, where you're leading so much more from this place of nurture and self-love and pleasure. And that's what really helps to guide the masculine energy. So it's not coming from a place of like fear, force, scarcity, or lack, but it's coming from this place of love and joy and pleasure.
Absolutely. And anything that comes from those vibrations is going to be super powerful and super potent in the world. And the way I see it is that our masculine selves are here, and ultimately we are wholeness, we are one being, but it is helpful to speak of the masculine and feminine energetics in this way so that we can learn to come into wholeness within ourselves. But the way I see it is that my masculine serves my feminine, but my masculine doesn't serve my feminine first. So instead of going, I need to do this so that I can relax, mm-hmm. I go, my feminine comes first. I'm going to be in receivership and relaxation and pleasure and flow. Mm-hmm. And from that place, I am going to show up and I am going to let the masculine side of myself take action and lead. And if you're in whatever you're doing, your creation or your business, your entrepreneurship for the right reasons, which is that you want to be of service naturally, like it's just mm-hmm. part of who you are, it's natural, mm-hmm. then it will be led and you will be guided. And if you're not in alignment with a why that's in integrity with yourself and with doing this work, then that will also show up when you relax into your feminine, because maybe you won't get anything done. And then you'll have to really look at that part of yourself that isn't leading from a place of true desire, because ultimately, like, that's why we all get into this, is because there's a desire to do it. And if we're only in it for the money, we might see that when we relax into the feminine. We might see that, oh my God, I don't have anything to do. There's nothing that's coming through. But for the most part, when we relax into our feminine, we actually receive more messages. We actually receive more wisdom that we can then share with the world and communicate. And our experience of whatever we're going through is relevant to the people that we're meant to serve.
I love this. There's that comes to mind. It's like when you're coming and you're chasing an orgasm just from a place of like, I just want to have an orgasm, but you're not allowing yourself to like actually pleasure and receive and slow down and really just feel into your body. And then it's like when you're dry and you're tight and it's not a fun experience, but you're trying to force it, versus when you just allow yourself to just be in the experience and be present and just luxuriate in the process of sensuality and just embody that moment, it just happens so much more effortlessly and fluidly, and it's just so much more enjoyable.
I love that analogy. Good work.
Learned from the best.
Yeah.
So good. So let's drop in on some of these topics that come up for a lot of the women, and I know for men as well, but you and I can speak very potently with the women out there that are tuning in. And this concept, when it comes to, I think a big fear that a lot of women have is like, well, I don't have space to like dive into my emotions or to feel or to have these pleasure practices. Or oftentimes there's a lot of shame or guilt or resistance in even going there. And so there's the pattern of like avoiding it with the busyness. And so for those women who right now may be in a place where they're thinking like, well, I don't have time to create a pleasure practice, or I don't feel comfortable with diving into a pleasure practice, or there's emotions that come up when I do that and I don't feel like I want to go there, so let me avoid it and just stay numb.
Yeah, I've been working with a concept in so many different angles, but it feels relevant to this today. And it's just the concept of leaning in. the concept of leaning in past our discomfort, past any trigger or challenge that arises, past what we think that we need to do, and instead lean into just vulnerability. And so the vulnerability of the body one day might be like, I really don't feel sexy and I don't want to touch myself. That might be an experience. But how can you lean in with vulnerability and tenderness to that spot of I don't feel sexy and go into a pleasure practice from there? Or I don't feel productive, so I don't feel worthy of giving myself pleasure. But how can you lean into the pleasure as, again, a vital nutrient of life from that vulnerability of this is where I'm at right now? And like use it to alchemize whatever's there. Pleasure is a very potent alchemizer, especially when we're talking about orgasmic energy. It can literally blast away a feeling or a belief or a sensation or pain. And so for me, it's all about leaning in. When I really got into this work for myself in my own life, I was going through a lot of body challenges with my health and my hormones. And that's actually why I started working with orgasmic energy in the first place, because I just, after doing a zillion cleanses and all the diets and still feeling like blah, and then reading that orgasmic energy and sex and self-pleasure and all of that could help me with my health and my hormones, I was like, okay, sign me up. And there was resistance there. And I did have spaces where it's like, well, I don't need it. Like I'm not quote unquote horny, which is what we think we need in order to lean into pleasure. We think that we need something on the outside to tell us that it's okay. So if we have a sensation of being horny, oh, well, then that's okay to lean into pleasure. Or if I did my to-do list, then I can lean into pleasure. But I saw that pattern and I was like, yeah, this doesn't need to be here. And I learned how to work with sexual energy from a healing space and from a loving space and from a vulnerable space. And I saw that there's just so many different pathways that we can open to when it comes to pleasure and receiving ourselves in that way, that it completely let go of this idea that I don't have a strong libido or anything like that. Because to me, that was just a mental block, because it's literally like anyone who says that I just don't have a strong libido, to me, that's just saying you're not prioritizing pleasure. And I know that might trigger some people, but that's my job.
I'm here to be triggering AF. Don't mind us. It's really potent, because I think other end of this, if we were to dissect it even more, it's like oftentimes where we run a program where it's like, I want to create and I want to expand and I want to evolve, but I don't understand why I'm hitting this upper limit. And so we're constantly seeking externally something to help us evolve, where it's as in like a pleasure practice or a sensuality or this embodiment piece. It's so much more about, instead of going externally, we're going internally. And really the way that I've kind of looked at it, my perception of it is it's like, great, where in me am I blocking those divine downloads and that ability to actually channel an allowed source or universe or whatever it is you want to call that incredible energy to come through so that I can actually expand from the inside out?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. An amazing point. Thank you for bringing that. And I feel called to vulnerably share that yesterday I had a couple things to do in town and I knew that I would be like driving around a bit. And I was in a really good space, but I was like, I'm going to bring a vibrator in the car with me. I don't know why, but I just felt the calling to do it. Mm. So there was like this one phase where I was like in between picking up something here and picking up something there. And I was like, wow, I'm going to choose to raise my vibration right now. I'm going to choose to open my channel right now. I'm going to choose to like infuse more joy into my day right now. So I was just literally in a parking lot and I just turned the vibrator on and I just started like vibrating my body and like getting into a pleasure state. And it's so amazing because again, we think that if I use a vibrator or if I touch myself, my nipple or touch my yoni or something, then I have to orgasm or then I have to do a whole thing or I have to feel sexy first. But literally you can be in a car parking lot and like cup your hands over your yoni and just breathe and remember your power and like tune into yourself and like breathe some pleasure into your body. And so there's so many ways that we can work with sexual energy that gets us into that flow that we're talking about and out of that sense of hustle. And that hustle vibration, it's not just something that's in our mind. It's actually in our body. It's in our nervous system. It's a survival mechanism that we have that we think that we need in order to survive, literally. And so it's so important to move that literally through the body if you're really wanting to work on embodying that. Because you can say, oh, I'm releasing hustle and I'm moving into flow. But if you're not like actually moving into flow in your physical body, which is where it all is anyways, then you're still kind of like hustling into flow.
I love this. Like I'm trying to force myself to have an orgasm right now. Can I come quicker? I've got to get to my schedule.
Yeah.
Let's paint that picture a little bit, because I feel like for some people tuning in, they may not fully have yet experienced what this actually means to fully surrender into flow, and understanding like the difference of forcing trying to be in flow and understanding it conceptually, but the difference in that and actually like embodying that in the practice of that and what that actually looks like.
Well, I'll use my nap example because it's present. It says, before I laid down in bed, I thought to myself, I could totally get on Instagram stories right now. I could totally respond to a potential new client. I could totally make this post that I could totally write. I could totally do all of these things, but there's always going to be things, like always. There's always going to be things to do. And then I thought to myself, would those things come out better if I'm rested or from this state that I'm in right now? And literally, I was just so exhausted because I just stayed up late having an intimate night with my beloved. Then I woke up early, went to yoga, and I was just so tired. And I kind of felt emotional because of it. You know how sometimes like start feeling emotional when you're tired? I was in that and I was like, why would I get on or do the thing from this space? When I could really just give myself a moment or 2 hours of rest, of relaxation, of pleasure, of tuning into my body, of going within. And so for me, like, so funny, like I learned this because I'm super sensitive. So sometimes when I'm out and about and I'm doing things in town, or even if I'm just working in a coffee shop, sometimes I'll need to come home and just lay on the floor for 15 minutes and just ground all my energy and just rest. And I think that we're so used to movies and whatnot of like people in a corporate environment or people in an office environment or a work environment that we believe that that's what we need in order to be successful in some way, is like to be productive in that way. But I really love showing myself that that doesn't have to be the case, and that I could literally be in the car making a video from there or in bed after taking a nap, and my creations are coming from that flow within my life of going, oh, it's important for me to go to a yoga class this morning. And although I could wake up and do X, Y, and Z for my business, this actually is my business. And I like to tell my clients, like, self-care is your business. Because the more you're in tune with yourself, the more you're magnetic to money, actually. And it's so funny because I relearn this lesson often because, again, like I said, I'm always checking myself. And there's times where I move into more of that hustle mentality. I'm not fully gifting myself this. And then I wonder why I'm not making the amount of money that I know is I'm capable of that I really make when I'm in flow. So it's just a process of relearning, but it's also something that when you start embodying it and actually doing it and receiving the results from it, like you receive the world receiving you more. That is divine encouragement to me.
I love this. It's a juicy topic, especially when we talk about creation, because I feel like a lot of the people that are tuning into this episode especially are very much creators. And it's almost like we put pressure on ourselves to need to create something within a certain time frame, or we think that we need to launch a program or market to make a certain amount of money. And this is a big thing I'm sure you've experienced, and I know I've experienced in the past, where it's kind of like, oh, okay, I need to create something now because I want to be able to hit these marks or be able to bring in this revenue. And then it's like coming from so much more of this place of force, where instead it's like, okay, how can I actually surrender and allow myself to receive what needs to come through versus trying to force something to happen?
For me, I want to say to that, whenever I am in a space where I'm not feeling creative and I'm not feeling that divine inspiration, I know that I'm not prioritizing pleasure. I mean, it's like the number one marker for me. And when I am, when I'm saying, okay, let's have a date night, or let's have a tantra date or a sex date, and let's get creative in this way, or let's experience that, or I'm going to practice my orgasmic pleasure practice this morning. Like, when I'm not feeling that creativity, I just go straight there. Like, okay, where am I not showing up for my second chakra? Where am I not showing up for my sexual expression, my sensuality? How is that dimmed? How am I not prioritizing that? Am I not making time? Am I not making space? Because we all feel that sort of time crunch, and we're moving into, and we want to move into a space of timelessness, of really being able to be timeless beings, where we're just in that like divine space of always the present moment. And of course, there's planning to do in business and creativity and creation. And like, again, just for me, it's just a reminder that if I'm not there, and I tend to stay there unless sometimes for me personally, if I go too deep into an emotional space, like if I'm really uncovering something in myself, or I'm witnessing my shadow and wanting to alchemize and work with it, which has been a big part of my journey in relationship. Like my first relationship where I'm really doing the work and like really allowing myself to see myself and transform. Sometimes I can go too far into an emotional space. And again, it's just that reminder, okay, how can I use pleasure to alchemize these emotions? Because everything is energy, right? And so we just have to look at, okay, what is the block? What is that thing that's in the way of my creativity? And if you don't know what it is, it doesn't matter anyways. Like, come back to your wholeness, which is reminding yourself that you are an infinite creative being, and we all are. And what is going to actually tap you into that source? And again, for me, it's always pleasure.
I love this. The questions that came up when I was sharing with my audience about us doing this podcast, it perfectly ties into all of this, is what is your pleasure practice? Like, what does that actually look like for you?
I love that. So it's different every single day, because I'm always tuning in to what's true and real in the moment. Because to me, like, pleasure has to be mind, body, and soul. It can't just be like, okay, like, pleasure is good, let me masturbate. No, it has to be like, okay, what's going on with me right now, here and today? What wants to move, or what wants to be uplifted, or how do I want to feel? And so I'm always tuning in to that, mostly in the mornings. I like to have a pleasure practice in the mornings as part of my morning ritual. And sometimes that could look like one of the practices that's in Sex Goddess, that those are in my practice often. But it really just depends, right? Like, some days that's not in the flow. And sometimes I'll just do orgasmic breathing. So I'll do deep breathing from the second chakra and like from the pussy all the way up to the heart, and like bringing whatever I want to feel up, or releasing anything. And then on the exhale, releasing anything that I don't want to feel and moving into that space. Sometimes the pleasure practice could look like just turning on music and dancing super sensually. So it looks different every single day. I wouldn't say that there's one particular thing, but I definitely have a intentional reminder to do a pleasure practice, whatever that is that day, because sometimes I can just do journaling, and then I might do yoga, and then there are days where I don't and I forget, but it's rare these days, because it's just as important to me as like journaling would be to someone. That's just what you do in the morning. It's just how you wake up, just like having your warm mug of lemon water. It's just part of the morning practice. So for me, a pleasure practice, whether that means full self pleasure, or that means just moving sexual energy through my breath, or that means dance, there's for the most part something that's included in there. And I really like it in the morning, because it really sets my day up in the reminder of that.
I love that. I think that was probably one of the biggest pieces that I take away from the course, is just like having like almost, I call it more of like a devotional practice, to myself and my higher self, of like, I'm going to honor what my heart, my body, my soul need. And it does definitely look a little bit different. Some mornings it's like full on orgasmic pleasure. Other mornings it's just like, I just want to lay here and feel my heart and feel my body. But having that has been like monumental and really kind of setting the tone, because I'm coming so much more in from this like orgasmic state of being versus this state of like, what do I need to get done today? And it's allowing me to just be so much more in that heart space, or it's just like, okay, what actually feels good for my body, and making decision from that place.
Amazing.
One of the other questions that was coming through was, One of the women was asking about how to create more pleasure and how to have, like, the word she used was better orgasm. And I'd be curious to kind of get your perspective or how you would frame this, because I feel like the framing on it might be a little off. But I think evidently what she's asking is how she can create more pleasure in her practice.
In what practice? In a self-love, in a self-pleasure practice, like more pleasure, more sensation, more feeling?
Yeah, she didn't give a whole lot of context, so we'll go with that.
Okay. Because, you know, pleasure practice can mean so many different things. But I am going to take it from that angle because that's just what it feels like to me in terms of creating more pleasure in a self-pleasure practice. Because I know a lot of women who will self-pleasure, but maybe it's either coming from a place that doesn't feel good, or it's coming from a place of force or thinking that I need to. Or maybe it's coming from a place of, I know that pleasure is important to me, so I'm doing it, but I'm not feeling the full capacity and I know that there's more. So a really easy way to start bringing more pleasure into your practice, I'm going to give two. The first one is deep breathing. Sometimes when we're pleasuring ourselves and we're not breathing, we're deeply limiting the pleasure to circulate through our body. And the feeling of ecstasy, like, oh, I'm in ecstasy. Ecstasy is something that what I have come to know and realize is that it actually emanates from the heart. And so it is sexual energy, but a full body ecstatic experience is actually that sexual energy that's actually flowing through the heart chakra. It's flowing through, yeah, just the heart space. And so breathing is such an easy way to move that energy. Sometimes it can get so stuck in the second chakra and just in the sexual organ. And this is for a man or a woman. And the breath is the link to spirit. The breath is the link to moving that to all other places, to our third eye, to our heart, to our throat. And maybe when we breathe more, then we sound more, we moan more, or there's some more expression that's coming through us. So breathing is just like the most simple way in terms of a physical practice to bring more pleasure into your self-pleasure experience. And the second thing is more mindset, and it's just about getting curious. And so much of our sex and sensuality practices come from images that we see, either in movies or in porn, if we watch porn or ever did, or just how we saw it done. And usually we don't have friends that are super open to having sex in front of us. So maybe you get to some other magical space. But but usually what is shown to us is just something that we end up modeling. Mm. And I want to encourage everyone to know that your pleasure is different than mine, and it's different from Sophie's, and it's different from everyone's. And if you're doing something or going through the motions that you think that you need, maybe you think like, oh, this is the only way I can orgasm, so I go to the same thing every time. I touch myself in the same exact way every single time because I know that it can bring me to orgasm. Or you touch yourself in a certain way because that's how you saw it done in porn or in movies, or that's how you think that you're supposed to do it. And yeah, it's just an invitation to get curious and to go, I wonder what would happen if I did this or touched myself like that or looked in the mirror right now. Or I wonder what would happen if I had this intention when touching myself. That kind of curiosity is what created my program, Sex Goddess, actually, because it's me really being with the possibility and the mystery of sensuality and sex and finding the practices that serve from there. And anyone can create a radically awesome self-pleasure practice with curiosity, because you have two hands that are, they say that your hands are the extensions of your heart, and you have a very unique body and very unique way that your body lands onto itself, and a unique history and unique emotion in the moment. And so there's so much that you can find and do and create in that space. And for me, yeah, it's just about getting curious. Like, I wonder what would happen if like I touch myself super, super slow in this moment. I wonder what would happen if I held off orgasm. I'm kind of feeling it coming on, but what if I just like laid here and then did something else? So it's just that curiosity that can bring so much more pleasure to you because you're tuning into more of the soul space, not just the second chakra.
Ah, I love us. So juicy. So juicy. I know I want to be conscious of time on this as well. So one of the other questions that's coming up is asking like how to feel sexy during sex when you're, the way that she frames it, it's a chunkier girl. And I love the question here, but I think I want to reframe a little bit more because I feel like the deeper question is this, is how to actually just increase your level of sexuality and sensuality within yourself, whether that's with a partner, without a partner, but especially with a partner where oftentimes we get into a little bit more self-judgment. So it's feeling like it's more of like that sexual sovereignty question of like how to actually feel really confident and really sexy regardless of your body type.
There's two ways that I want to approach this. The first is that depending on who you're with, depending on the sexual partner, you can say, I'm feeling a little insecure in myself right now. And I just want to speak that so that I clear it. Because sometimes if there's something very strong in our field or in our experience and we're not disclosing it and including the other in it, it can build up and become so much into our minds that it blocks us from being present. So sometimes just speaking the insecurity or the vulnerability is an incredible pathway to deeper intimacy. And like I said, it really depends on who your partner is, right? Because if you're sleeping with people that you don't think would honor you in your insecurity, then I could understand why that doesn't feel like something that is approachable. But if you are, or it doesn't even matter if you are or not, like doing it would invite the person to lean into that vulnerability with you as well. And doing that will also help you see where a person's at in their own emotional intelligence, because if they're able to hold space for you there and they don't need to coddle you, or doing it is not for them to heal you. Doing it is just to speak forward something that you're feeling. So if you plan to do that or practice that or get vulnerable in your insecurities in a sexual space, I invite you to also share, like, I don't need healing. I don't need fixing. This is nothing that we need to necessarily do about. It's just something that I want to let go of and express so that it's not in me anymore. And you can lean into that. And I can't tell you how profound it's been when I've done pieces like that, even mid-sex, of just being like, wow, I just need to say, like, I'm really in my head right now. And I just wanted to like release that. And just releasing that, like, I'm really in my head right now, moves it. And so sometimes really just speaking what is vulnerable or insecure or challenging for us in the sexual space frees up the body, because not in the mind anymore. So there's more space. And the other thing that I would say to that is, in regards to your body, definitely, well, one, the background piece of this is that it's incredibly important for you to have a self-pleasure practice and to have a practice where you are admiring and honoring your body and bringing pleasure into your body. And by the way, one of the reasons why pleasure is so amazing is because it is a teacher of self-love. And so if we're literally pleasuring ourselves, we're also teaching ourselves to love ourselves. We're teaching our body that it's okay to take up space and be in pleasure exactly where we're at. So like every woman deals with this pretty much, like no matter what size you are, we have to all learn to love ourselves in the sea of comparison. And so self-pleasure as a base practice, but if you are feeling that insecurity about your body with your partner, I encourage you to move your body. So sometimes either we're just laying down and maybe we're connecting from a laying down position and we're kind of feeling insecure, and that might freeze us even more, and the body might feel a little bit more frozen in that And the invitation is to lean into movement. So that might mean getting up and shaking your body out, or dancing, or like switching positions, or like getting up and making a special tonic, or getting some chocolate and bringing it down and eating it together. But the idea is to get out of your mind, because if you're literally in your body, it doesn't matter what your body looks like because you're in it. But if you're in your mind, it matters what your body looks like because you're looking down on your body and kind of in the judgment from the mind, rather than really letting yourself land in your body and experiencing pleasure from there. So again, if you're insecure about your body in the moment of sex, it's a good indication that you're not actually in your body. You're like looking down on your body, and so you're not actually present with yourself and your lover. And presence is such an important gift that we can give our partners. And these are all beautiful reminders for me too, because there's so much depth that we can go in this. So in the vulnerability and in the embodiment of the pleasure, like it seems a little bit like duh, but wow, like there's, yeah. We get to go, we can practice this for an eternity and still find places where we can deepen into more vulnerability or more pleasure.
Yeah, such a beautiful reminder too. And also like something that comes up, and it's interesting to have the dichotomy of like in the practice of actually having intimacy with somebody, you almost forget that you have a body and you're just so in the experience, versus when you're not actually in the practice of it. And it's kind of just like seeing your body in the mirror and being like, oh, interesting. I'm observing myself, judging myself. Let me get back in there, which mm-hmm. is such a profound practice. So to be conscious of time and just wanting to honor and respect you and everything that we've dropped in on, for anyone that's really resonating with your content and they were just like, wow, that was really juicy. Like, I want to learn more. I want to dive deeper. How can they find you and connect with you and really just get back into your world?
You best find me on Instagram. It's my favorite place to kind of hang out in the social media realm. So if you just search Ashay Sundara, and I'm sure there will be links, please do that. And feel free to send me a message if you have any questions, or if you are like just curious of even the program that Sophie went through or anything that came up, feel free. And also my website is ashaysundara.com. It's currently under a little bit of construction, but you can find some of my courses on there as well.
Ooh, and they are so juicy. Awesome. Anything that you want to share or that's coming through as we just start to wrap up and close the energy of this container?
I think one of the things that feels important right now is just that the more intimate we are and the more intimacy we cultivate with ourselves, the more intimacy we cultivate with others and with our business. And so I see self-intimacy as the pathway to the kinds of relationships and connections and creativity and abundance that we want, because we're more in tune with ourselves and it's coming from that true place. So yeah. That's all. Thank you so much for having me. This is really beautiful. I loved witnessing what came forward, and I hope everyone listening is inspired and feeling excited about the devotional pathway of pleasure.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like that last one really hit home. So good. Well, again, just so grateful and just so honored to be able to have you on and to just share space with you in this container and let my audience really just experience the depths of who you are and the message that you have to share, because it's so potent and it's so powerful. So thank you again. And for all of you tuning in and listening, thank you so much for joining us and jamming out with us. The links for all of Ashay's content and social handles will be attached to this episode as well. So if you're on iTunes or any of those other channels, you'll be able to get access to that. And other than that, guys, thank you so, so much. And we will see you on the next episode.